SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister announces a new agreement to fund schools in WA. Opposition leader Peter Dutton accuses the PM of misleading ASIO boss on Gaza visa situation. And in sport, Alex de Minaur survives All-Australian clash against Jordan Thompson to advance to the US Open quarterfinals. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos for the latest from the newsroom. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has accused Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of mishandling the situation with refugees from Gaza. It comes following statements from the head of Australia's security agency, Mike Burgess, who retracted his own earlier comments regarding Hamas supporters from the enclave. Mr. Burgess has said that those initial comments were being distorted and has issued a warning that anyone with extremist ideologies will have problems being granted entry to Australia. Based on Mr. Burgess's initial comments, the opposition claim that migrants granted entry to Australia from Gaza have done so without going through the necessary security checks. Mr. Dutton says the ASIO boss has been placed in a difficult situation by how the government has dealt with the Gaza issue.
I think the Prime Minister, by misleading the Parliament about ASIO's role in all of this, suggesting that ASIO had checked each of these individuals, which they haven't, I think he's put Mr. Burgess in a difficult position. I think, frankly, the Prime Minister should be apologising to the ASIO boss for what they've put in place, which has made ASIO's job much harder.
The federal government says it will increase its funding for public schools in Western Australia following the schooling resource standard. A statement released by the government says they have come to an agreement with the state government for the funding of schools. Under the agreement, the federal government is set to invest over $785 million to the state's public schools between 2025 to 2029, with the WA government meeting that amount. That will bring the total investment to the state's educational institutions to over $1.6 billion. Mr. Albanese says that investing in education is equivalent to investing in the future of Australia.
There's nowhere, no area that's more important than education. So my government is investing, of course, in early learning. We're investing in schools. We're investing in fee-free TAFE. After this, I'll be going to a fee-free TAFE looking at the difference that that's made as well. And, of course, we have our universities accord.
The Transport Workers Union has ordered one of its branches to disband after an investigation found significant cultural and operational problems. The TWU's National Council made the decision today to shut the Victorian and Tasmanian branch after an inquiry was carried out by retired Judge Frank Marks. His findings uncovered significant issues within the branch, including unfounded allegations of misconduct against former branch secretary Mem Suliman. Victorian and Tasmanian members will continue to be represented by the union under an interim governance arrangement by the National Committee of Management. New South Wales police have provided an update following the rescue of two people on a yacht that sailed off the south coast on Monday. Chief Inspector Anthony Brazil says the pair are now safely on the police vessel Nemesis, where they are both asleep after being fed. Authorities received a distress call from the vessel, which was carried over 150 kilometres off the coast by strong winds. They carried out a rescue operation late last night in association with HMAS Canberra, bringing the two on board the Nemesis. Chief Inspector Brazil says the incident wasn't due to any fault of the pair on board the vessel.
Yeah, from what I see, they have done everything right. They have checked the weather, but, you know, they've probably haven't checked it close enough. I understand that they probably were, when they've identified the terrible sea conditions and the winds that were out there. They were diverting coming into Sydney, but, you know, accidents happen and obviously mechanical failure and started taking on water.
In tennis, Alice de Minaur has won the All-Australian battle against Jordan Thompson on the fourth round of the US Open, 6-0, 3-6, 6-3, 7-5. The number 10 seed came into the game strongly dominating the first set and playing some great tennis. Thompson fought hard to get back into the match and levelled things up on the second set. The final parts of the game were a tight fought contest, with de Minaur proving to be more consistent in the crucial moments. Following the victory, the 25-year-old shared his praise for his Australian teammate and friend.
I've got so much respect for Tomo. We've grown up together. He's been like a big brother to me, so I really appreciate everything he's done for me, and he's a hell of a competitor, my Davis Cup teammate, and, you know, I can't wait to share the court many, many times with him.
De Minaur will now go on to face Jack Draper of the US in the quarterfinals. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.